Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
One third pineapple juice. And one third rum. Better make that one fifth rum.
Marth, what are you doing?
I'm making punch for the surprise party.
But why are you doing it now? Wheezy's still here.
Well, you better get out of here. The Willises and Mr. Bentley will be down here in a minute.
Yeah, well, I tried to get her to go to the movies, but she wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Well, she said every time women go to movies by themselves, men are always trying to pick them up.
Yeah, maybe I ought to go to more movies.
Man, I can't wait to see the expression on Wheezy's face when she sees her sister.
That's right. She ain't seen her sister in 30 years, has she?
Right. And Wheezy's always complaining about me not giving her no surprises. So when she sees Maxine today, she can't say that no more.
You know, I've been working for you for almost 4 years. And this is the second biggest surprise I can think of.
Oh, yeah? What's the first?
That I could put up with you for 4 years.
Charlie!
Oh, Miss Jefferson!
Wheezy! Hey! Oh, what is... Shh!
What's wrong with Florence?
Shh, I don't want her to find out. Find out what? Look, today is Florence's anniversary.
Anniversary? Florence isn't married.
No, Wheezy, today is the fourth anniversary of Florence working for us.
It is?
Yeah, that's why she's acting so funny. She thinks we forgot.
We did.
Maybe you did, but I didn't.
You didn't?
No. Poor Florence, ain't nobody even get anything.
You mean a present?
Hey, Wheezy, that's a great idea. Why don't you go out and get a present?
Well, what should I get her?
Look, shopping for Florence should be easy. Just get something for the woman who has nothing.
Louise.
Hi, Tom, Helen. But those look delicious. What are they for?
For the party.
I thought the party was a surprise.
It is. Florence doesn't know a thing about the surprise party we're having for Florence's anniversary.
Florence's anniversary?
Yes, she's been working here 4 years today.
Yes, Tom, remember? That's why we're here, for Florence's anniversary.
Huh? Oh, of course. Oh, how can I be so stupid?
It comes naturally.
How come I don't know about this surprise party?
Well, I didn't tell you because I didn't want Florence to find out.
George, I can keep a secret.
No, you can't. You always tell everybody how much you love me.
George!
Look, Susan, will you hurry up and go get Florence's present? But don't take too long. You don't want to miss the party.
Oh, that was a clever idea, George. Sending Louise out to buy a present for Florence.
A present for me?
Yeah. I told Louise it was your anniversary. So act surprised when she comes back with a bottle of perfume or something.
Oh, Mr. Jefferson, I didn't think you cared.
I don't. Okay, now let's get set up for the real surprise.
Okay.
Wheezy, hold it! Hold it!
I left my wallet in the bedroom.
Don't worry, Wheezy. I want to buy a take.
But I don't have any money.
Oh, here. Take my checkbook.
But, George, that Florence will hear you.
Oh, Mrs. J, you're home.
Yes.
Well, now that I know you're safe, I'll...
What was that all about?
Who knows with Bentley? Now get going, Lee. Come on.
George, I'm so excited.
Yes, George. I think this surprise was a wonderful idea.
Well, you know, when George Jefferson does something, he doesn't pee.
I hope you remember that the next time you write my paycheck.
Man, I hope that ain't Wheezy again.
Maybe it's Maxine.
Who is it?
It's Ari Hay Entley Bay.
Oh, that was those kind.
Look, Bentley, will you cut the pig Latin?
Oh, certainly. I have some Gamay Rosé.
Bentley, I told you to cut the pig Latin.
Oh, no, I did, Mr. J. That's the name of the wine. It's French. I brought it so that Mrs. J's sister could feel at home.
New York is our home. She only lives in Paris.
Ooh, I'd love to go to Paris. I hear they call that the city of romance.
Oh, yeah? Well, you better not go. You might give the city a bad name.
Well, when's Maxine supposed to be here?
Any minute.
I can hardly wait. Louise and Maxine are going to have so much to talk about.
Oh, almost forgot. I found this old photo album of Wheezy's. It's got pictures of Maxine and Wheezy when they were kids. See?
Oh, look at Louise in pigtails. Isn't she cute? Yeah.
I wonder if Mrs. J's sister always wanted to be a jazz singer.
Well, they sure took different paths in life.
Not really. One sister makes money with her mouth, and one sister married a mouth who makes money.
Is Maxine much like your wife, Mr. J?
Oh, no, I never met her. She left home just before I met Wheezy.
She must have seen you coming.
If you don't shut your mouth, you're going to be seen going.
When Maxine called from Paris, did she say why she decided to come for a visit?
Well, she said she had a big surprise for Wheezy. Oh, man, what did he... It ain't. Maxine?
George?
Maxine!
George! Oh, it's so good to see you!
It's good to see you, Maxine.
Oh, just call me Maxie. And I'll call you Minnie.
Minnie, that's funny.
That's our maid, Florence. She don't look like much, and she does even less.
Hi, Miss Mills.
Hello.
And this is our neighbor, Harry Bentley.
How do you do, Miss Mills?
Enchanté.
Hey, you hear that, Bentley? She speaks pig Latin, too.
Hello, I'm Tom Willis, and this is my wife, Helen.
Bonjour, Maxine.
Oh, you speak French.
A little. Tom and I lived in Paris for a couple of years, right after we were married.
Yes, the racial climate was a little better over there, you know.
Oh, that's one of the reasons I went there.
Oh, you mean you married a honky, too?
No, I was never married.
Oh, right. Hey, Florence, why don't you put Maxine's bags away before Louise gets here?
Thank you.
Oh, I'll help you, Florence.
Well, where's Louise?
I sent her out. We want to surprise her.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, how about a drink, Maxie?
Oh, I could use one. You know, I forgot how New York cabbies drive. Oh, la, la.
Oh. How does bourbon sound?
Sounds great. In fact, let's hear it twice.
Bourbon, bourbon, you got it.
George tells us that you're a singer.
Oh, yes. Well, some people might disagree with him, but I do all right.
How'd you get started in that?
I was born singing. In fact, Louise and I sang together a lot.
Really?
We had a very original name for our act. We called ourselves the Mills Sisters.
Well, why did the two of you perform?
In the John. Our favorite song was Georgia on My Mind, Ray Charles, Look Out.
Here you go, Maxie.
Thanks, Minnie.
Now, what's the surprise you got for Weezy?
Now, if I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise. Mm. But I do have a surprise for you, too.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Ah, voila, magnifique.
Hey! Oui, oui, mademoiselle. How do I look?
Like Toulouse-Lautrec.
Only shorter.
Oh, I say, Mr. J, what an interesting chapeau.
This ain't no chapeau, Bentley. It's a hat.
Direct from the left bank.
You mean to tell me they give away hats in the banks in Paris? All they give away in my bag is calendars.
George, what I mean is
Oh,
quick, in here.
Oh, my.
Hold it, Wheezy. I think it's stuck.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can hardly stand it.
Miss Jefferson's gonna get the thrill of her life.
Oh, hold on, Louise, I think I got it.
What was wrong with the door?
Come over here, Louise. Where you going?
Here, Florence. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Oh, you got her a card. That's nice.
Now do what Mr. Jefferson said.
George, what's going on?
Look, Weezy, I got a confession to make. We're not having a party for Florence.
We're not?
Nope.
We're having a party for you.
For me?
That's right, Mr. Jefferson.
That's wonderful. Why?
Well, Weezy, look, I want you to think back to when you were a little girl.
Plung, blanka, blanka, plung, 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 plung.
There was someone special in your life.
Oh, I can't wait.
Helen, please. Someone very special. Someone who...
Willis, please. Look, I know you ain't gonna believe this, but that person is right in this apartment.
George, are you all crazy?
No, no, Mrs. J, we're quite serious.
I think I'm gonna burst.
Not yet, Helen.
Well, guess who it is, Miss Jefferson?
Is it someone I haven't seen in a while?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Someone special?
Yes.
Someone I knew in Harlem?
Yes. You're getting warmer, girl.
I have no idea.
Weezy, it was somebody you knew before you met me.
Dennis Walker? Who? Dennis Walker, my first boyfriend.
I thought I was your first boyfriend.
George, the surprise, the surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, look, Weezy, I'll give you a clue. Georgia.
Georgia? I don't think I know anybody named Georgia.
Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find.
Oh, my God. Maxine!
Louise!
Oh, isn't this wonderful?
I always cry at terms like this.
Me too.
Well, Weezy, ain't you gonna say something? Oh. That Weezy's all choked up. I'm really surprised at this time. Weezy, I know just how you feel. Ain't it nice seeing someone you love?
Love? George, I can't stand her. I want that woman out of my house this minute.
But Weezy, your sister came all the way from Paris to surprise you. You're supposed to be happy.
If you want to make me happy, ask her to leave.
What? I don't believe this. All the years I've been knowing you, I never heard you say a bad word about anybody.
Okay, then I won't say another word.
Look, Weezy, that's your sister sitting out there, and you telling me that you can't stand her? Don't I get an explanation? Look, I'm sorry I yelled. Will you at least tell me why you're mad at Maxine? Okay, damn it. Then you stay in the kitchen until she leaves Monday morning.
She came here for the whole weekend?
Yeah! We're putting up in Alan's room.
Why?
Because he's away on a camping trip.
I mean, why did she come back after all these years?
Well, she said she had a surprise for you.
What kind of surprise?
I don't know. Damn, I don't know nothing anymore. I try to do something to make you happy, and it's the thanks I get.
You're right, George. I'm sorry.
Okay, now tell me, what's wrong?
Oh, it's nothing. It's all in the past anyway. Come on, George.
That's my Weeze. I knew you'd come around. Oh, let's see a smile.
There, how do I look?
Like Jimmy Carter.
Hey, okay, let's get this party on the way.
Okay, Weezy, why don't you sit right here beside your wonderful sister?
Yes, Louise. Now tell me everything you've been doing.
Oh, nothing much.
Oh, my, isn't this exciting? You two have so much to talk about, you hardly know where to begin.
Well, here's some punch I made. This'll loosen up your tongues.
Mm-hmm. If you made it, it'll probably loosen up their teeth.
May I have your attention, please? I'd like to propose a toast to Maxine.
May she enjoy her stay here in New York.
I'll drink to that.
To Mrs. J, may she always remember the joy of this reunion.
I'll drink to that.
And to George, Louise's wonderful husband.
Y'all can drink to that.
I've never tasted punch like that before.
Oh, well, let me get you some more.
No. I'll just fix myself a drink and save the punch for everyone else.
Hey, Maxine, here's something that might bring back some memories.
Oh, pictures. Good.
Good idea, George. Tom and I love to look through our family albums.
Oh, yes, we've got some great pictures.
They can't be that great. All your pictures in black and white.
Do you believe I don't have one single picture of us together?
Yes, I believe it.
Oh, look. Louise and I in the church choir.
Oh, what lovely choir robes.
Yes, Louise made ours all by herself. Remember, Louise?
Yes, I remember. All by myself.
And you were always so great at sewing.
Well, I had plenty of time to practice, you know, while you were at dancing class.
Oh, you dance too?
Of course she can dance, with all the money Mama spent on her classes.
I had a great uncle who was a professional dancer. He was quite famous in London.
Really?
Yes, well, actually, he was famous for having once danced naked in Trafalgar Square.
What happened to him?
Oh, he was arrested, and the magistrate had him incarcerated.
Ooh, that must have hurt.
This is me the night Duke Ellington played at the Savoy Ballroom.
Oh, my, you look lovely.
I bet you had a lot of fun that night, Miss Jefferson.
Oh, I didn't go. Maxine was the only one who had an evening gown.
Oh, Wheezy, can I see you in the kitchen a minute? We'll be right back. Y'all just go ahead and have fun.
Oh, yes, by all means, have fun.
What are you doing?
I was being nice to my sister.
Nice? You call that being nice? Maxine was the only one who had an evening gown.
It was the truth, and Maxine knows it.
Wheezy, I'm ashamed of the way you're treating your sister.
Me? What about her?
She thinks you're great.
Oh, yeah? Then why did she...
Why did she what? Why did she what?
Why did she run away?
Run away? What are you talking about? She's sitting right out there.
I don't mean now. I mean 30 years ago. She just took off like a shot, disappeared, didn't even have the decency to say goodbye. And who was the one left to take care of Mama, struggle through high school, work weekends to help pay the bills? Me, that's who. And while I was working my butt off at home, she was having the time of her life in Paris.
How come you never told me this before?
Well, there was no reason to, and I didn't think I'd ever see Maxine again.
If I had known all that, I'd have told her to stay in Paris where she belonged.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna throw that jazz jive singer out the door.
Wait a minute. Maybe it'll be best to let sleeping dogs lie.
No way. That dog ain't sleeping in my house.
Okay. But let me tell her.
Okay. But look, if you don't, I will.
This is me singing at the Apollo Theater on amateur night.
Louise, I never knew your sister sang at the Apollo Theater.
There are a lot of things you don't know about Wheezy's sister. Go on, tell Louise.
Later, George, not with everyone here.
Oh, right. Hey, you know, I just realized something. Now, Wheezy hasn't seen her sister in a long time. Maybe we should leave him alone. I think they'd like to talk about the good old days.
Oh, of course.
Oh, he's right. You two must have an awful lot to catch up on.
Maxine, we'll see you later.
Yes, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Well, now, let's see. Where were we, Maxie?
Florence, what are you doing?
I love hearing about the good old days.
Then go in your room and read your diary.
Well, some anniversary present. Au revoir.
Well, Weezy, do your stuff.
George,
you want me to do it?
Louise, I knew that after all these years, it might be awkward.
Awkward? Now listen, Maxine.
George, femme ta bouche.
Look, don't try to sweet talk me.
George, femme ta bouche means shut up.
Louise, the only reason I came was because I have something very special to share with you. So if there's anything bothering you, please tell me. Come on, Louise. We're sisters. And it's time we stop keeping things from each other.
She's right.
There is something, but it's hard for me to say.
Mama always said you did have trouble speaking your mind.
How would you know what Mama said?
That's telling no easy.
Okay, lady, you asked for it. I want you to know.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Maxine Mills.
Jason, darling. Louise, this is my surprise. I want you to meet Jason.
You haven't changed a bit, Maxine. I suppose your surprise is that the two of you are getting married.
No, we're not getting married.
I see. Living together?
Not any longer. Jason lives in Washington now. He just drove up to be with me over the weekend.
I'm surprised at you. She's old enough to be your mother.
She is my mother.
She's what?
You told me you'd never been married.
I haven't.
Mom told me a lot of wonderful things about you, Aunt Louise. And you must be Uncle George. It's nice to meet you.
But I don't understand.
Louise, I've wanted to tell you since I ran away from home, but it's taken me 30 years to work up the courage. The reason I left home when I did was because I was pregnant. Yes, Louise.
Why didn't you tell us?
I was too ashamed.
But you could have come to me.
As the oldest sister, I was supposed to set the good example.
Maxine.
But instead, it was you who got the good grades in school, helped out at home. You did everything just right. And what did I do? I got myself pregnant.
Hey, Mom, don't be so hard on yourself. Aunt Louise, my mother worked every night in those clubs just to put me through law school. And she raised me better than anyone else could have.
Isn't your nephew something, Louise?
He certainly is.
Now, was there something you wanted to say, Louise?
Say. Oh, yes. I just want to say I'm glad we are sisters again.
Welcome to the family, Jason.
Thanks, Uncle George.
Or you can call me Uncle Minnie.
Oh, wait! This gift certificate makes this the best present of my life.
What gift certificate?
For my anniversary present.
What are you talking about? What did you give her anyway?
Exactly what my room needs, a new color TV set.
Well, George, you're the one who said to get her something.
I didn't mean that kind of something.
Boy, I can hardly wait till 2 months from now.
2 months from now for what?
That's my real anniversary.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.